Back on the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap, presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nucci, and on the hotline, we have the head coach of the Vermilion Boys and Girls Wrestling Programs. That's head coach Brandon Gilbert, again, our guest this week for the High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. So, coach, as always, we greatly appreciate the time. Great to finally have you on here for the 2024-2025 wrestling season. And we can start kind of with what I just said. You're the head boy. Boys and girls coach over there at Vermilion. I know we've talked about this in the past, but I gotta imagine there are certainly some challenges that come with running a boys and girls varsity program. You know, same sport, same season. That's got to be a lot going on at the same time for you over there.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, Rocco. It's a lot, but I enjoy it. So at the same time, you know, you take the good with the bad. Your plate is certainly full. You know, you're running a lot of weeks where it's Monday through Sunday, and you know, because the girls' schedule, I you know, very heavily kind of loaded it up on Sunday so that I could ensure that I'm always present. And so, but it's rewarding. You know, it's something that, you know, I've told you guys in the past, and I would say it to anybody. I'm very partial to the girls' team. I'm partial to the girls' side of things just because I'm raising, you know, three of my own.
Sure.
But it's certainly, you know, it's like I said, I've got my work cut out for me. You know, but it's you love the sport and you love putting in the time. And you love its growth, and so, you know, I certainly don't mind that. So.
Good deal. Hey, and I coach girls myself on the basketball side of things over at Independence, so I can certainly appreciate, you know, girls head coaches for any varsity sport. And, you know, with kind of pulling the double duty, coach, I got to imagine you need some good assistance, and you probably need some good quality leadership from the boys and girls themselves to try to make this all gel, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been blessed, you know, kind of throughout my career here to have really, really good people to kind of surround me. And so this year is no different. I had, you know, Gary Howell was my longtime assistant, and we parted ways, and it was, you know, not a bad thing. We still love each other, but he went off and he's kind of went to his old stomping ground. And so just kind of, you know, in with the next bodies. And so Gene Hector's come on, and he assists with me with the boys side of things. And certainly, obviously, he helps out with the girls, as do all of them. But Dale Sergeant, he's got a daughter on the team. And so Dale's on the assistant staff. And then Owen Kaiser, who is a state qualifier for me and has a couple brothers on the team currently, he's on staff with me as well. And then I get a lot of help. You know, Jacob Kolzar, who was a two-time state alternate for me, he returns and helps. Brooke Jenkins comes in, state champ from last year, she helps. Lauren Ficker. The list goes on and on. And so Sure. It's just, you know, we're not at a loss for bodies the majority of the time. And I'm so blessed that they're willing to just donate their time, whether they're, you know, an actual, you know, supplemental for them, or if it's just a pure love for the sport and paying it forward. I'm very blessed to be surrounded by them. And then the kids themselves, you know, we say it to each other all the time, you know, behind closed doors in the office, how blessed we are. Like, the group that we have, they're just good kids. I mean, we're very, very fortunate in that regard. They're, you know, they do things the right way, very much so. It kind of, I don't want to say it runs itself, but they know the way. Mm-hmm. And once you show them that and you kind of set that expectation, they just follow suit. They fall in line, and they've done a tremendous job of that. So they're, you know, they're steady climbing. I told Tom this last night. They stack days, and it's something I say to them all the time. You know, for them to progress, it's consistency. It's just consistency. It's discipline, and it's just one day after the next. Just keep stacking days, and so this group certainly does that, and so hopefully it pays dividends here at the end.
That's awesome. Certainly, I think, speaks to sort of the culture that you fostered over there with that Vermilion wrestling program. So that's incredible to hear right there. Let's talk about some of the on-the-mat action that you guys have encountered this year. In that SBC, as Tom's told me a lot, it's just one of the premier conferences, not just in the area, but in all of Ohio. You got a couple of different divisions within that conference. I know you got the conference tournament coming up, I believe, next week. Just talk to me a little bit about the SBC, the grind that it's been this season as you guys, again, get ready for that conference tournament.
Yeah, the SBC for us, and you know, it's been well chronicled over the years. It's a different kind of conference tournament, if you will. It certainly isn't a throwaway tournament. It's not a waste of 2 points. And so, with what we have going on there, you know, Division II wise, you know, Perkins, Bellevue, Clyde. I mean, it's just a gauntlet of really, really talented teams. And then you throw the D3 teams in the mix. Lakota has a really nice squad. You got Edison, who's consistently a powerhouse. And so, it's just it is very much a, you know, it's a tune-up for postseason. It's, you almost pray your kids, you know, hopefully they get through it unscathed, that they're not injured or anything, because it's not some cupcake. It is truly a test. And, you know, again, we said this last night when we talked, you know, Tom and I, iron sharpens iron. And so for us, it's kind of, you know, you get the best quality, you know, competitors, and so hopefully you can compete, you know, and certainly, you know, kind of show yourself well at least. And so, you know, the hope is, again, it pays off in the end of this. So, but yeah, that conference, it's a doozy. It certainly is.
Again, talking with Vermillion head wrestling coach Brandon Gilbert, you know, sticking with the theme of that postseason, coach, sectionals. Tom tells me you guys are headed out west to Galley, and talk to me a little bit about the decision to go out there and maybe some of the expectations for you guys as you get ready.
Yeah, because of where we fall, you know, Vermillion's kind of, we're that border kind of school, and so they never know quite where to put us. And for, you know, the past, I don't know, 6 to 8 years, it seems like every year we've gone to Sandusky for our sectionals. And so Sandusky moved up to Division One this year, and so we were kind of, you know, we're that team, where, you know, where do we fall? And so they placed us a Galleon this year, which is, again, just a barn burner. I mean, it's a who's who. We have, you know, Ontario's there, Clear Fork is there, Perkins is there, and Galleon's there. And all of those squads, I mean, we're talking three or four of the top teams in Division Two. I mean, they possibly all top 10 teams, you know, in the state. And so it makes the sectional, you know, just nerve-wracking, to say the least. You know, you've got to sort through everything. You look at your matchups. You try to find, you know, where your kids fall or where they may fall and what the best fit is for them. And it's just, but again, you got to be sharp. You know, here at the end, you know, time is of the essence. So it's all about urgency right now. So
it certainly feels like postseason prep for wrestling is kind of unlike any other varsity sport here at the high school level. Maybe I'm wrong on that front, but it certainly seems just kind of very unique in terms of the different kind of preparation that you got to put into things like that. Coach, one thing Tom definitely wanted me to ask you about here today, you know, you guys had a state champ and a runner-up in the girls last year, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, Tom, he said he had asked you this last night, just sort of, you know, if that helped maybe feed some not feed success, but feed more girls into the program, get the numbers up, but maybe that wasn't necessarily the case with that. Give me some details on that, if you could.
Yeah, we had, and you're correct. So Brooke was a state champ at heavyweight. Lauren was a runner-up at 105. And so these, you know, and they're supported by, you know, what is now a really, really solid junior class. And so there's that junior class of girls, which, you know, four of the five are healthy currently, and four of the five, they're state ranked, and they kind of picked up, you know, right where they left off last year. And so Alyssa Woodward, Cora Frederick, Emily Steiner, Marissa Torres, you know, they're all just kind of their normal sort of, you know, working through the season. They all have, you know, darn near 30 wins or 30 wins plus, and they're doing consistent work like they've done. And Faith Sergeant, who is a sophomore this year, again, same thing last year. She was an alternate for us this year. Again, state ranked. She's got, you know, 31 wins right now. And so that core group is back for us. And I told Tom last night, it's, you know, he assumed that there would be a spike in numbers. And at the end of the season last year, you know, we finished that postseason all through, you know, the spring and on into summer. There was great showings at open mats. You know, I told him I had anywhere from 13 to 18 girls in the room. I mean, it was looking really, really, you know, it was looking great for us. And then we come beginning of school year, again, kind of good numbers showing up to open mats. And then when it came time for season, everybody just kind of bailed. And so it was shocking to me. You know, I'm a salesman. I can talk a little bit, and I try to coerce them as best I can into it. But it's almost like I told him, I almost feel like they shied away because there is such expectations. And you know, you preach that, you know, expectations are privilege. I mean, that's earned.
Yeah.
And you would hope that, you know, they would appreciate that. But it kind of, I think it maybe shied them away a little bit. And I don't know if it's intimidation as well from the group of, you know, core girls that's in the room, because I mean, they come to bang. Like, they're there. They put in work. Like, it's not by no stretch is this easy in any way. You know, and I think that, you know, it doesn't. You can't lie to them. You know, wrestling, right, you discover very quickly when you come in that room what this is. There's no hiding it from people, and so you have to have a certain makeup. And so the numbers, they weren't as great as what, you know, we would have assumed, but, you know, we'll stay the course. And so I'm not deterred in any way. It's just, you know, we'll work a little bit harder, and we'll, you know, you try to sprinkle in some fun and some levity at practices and see if maybe it helps. And you know, we'll see what comes of it. So, but certainly.
There you go.
That's kind of the case right now.
Good deal, good deal. Yep. I know that's certainly one of those tough situations, right, where you kind of expect one thing, it doesn't happen, so it's sort of back to the drawing board. But like you said, you got to maintain those expectations. You got to run the program as you've run it, and I'm sure those numbers will pick themselves up here sooner rather than later. So, Coach, we can close on this, and boy, we here at WEOL, we love that Stillman Cup as that's slated for next Thursday. You guys in Firelands, obviously, with the athletic directors, the Stillman boys, you guys get the Stillman Cup on the line anytime the Sailors and the Falcons meet up. Talk to us a little bit about the Stillman Cup that's happening next Thursday now, just being pushed back a week from tonight.
Yeah, we had pushed it back a little bit just because, you know, sickness and injuries running rampant through, you know, through the team and really through the schools. And so yeah. I was fortunate Firelands was willing to bump it to next week. That way we can get our seniors in the lineup. You know, I got three senior boys, Cohen Mooney, who's at 190, Logan Peterson at 165. And Ashton Clifton, who's at 132. And you know, the seniors and the juniors, our junior class, Aiden Kaiser and Ashton Juszczyk and Ethan Steff, and they're kind of the meat and potatoes of the lineup for the boys. And so, you know, the Stillman Cup, it adds an element. It certainly, you know, makes it more fun even. You know, these guys and gals, you know, it's ingrained in them. You know, as they're raised, it's, you know, that's the rivalry. And so you want rivalry in sport. It brings out the best of them. And you know, while it's a rivalry, there's good sportsmanship and again, good fun as well with the cup on the line. And so, yeah, certainly look forward to it and to our boys having a good showing there. So.
Awesome, and I just love stuff like that at the high school level. You know, when you get such tight, you know, knit communities like you guys in Firelands, and you know, a nice little friendly, maybe not so friendly at times, but a nice fun rivalry, like you said, but between each other, certainly awesome stuff for both communities there. So, Coach, hey, just thank you again for taking the time to join us here this evening for the High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. We greatly appreciate it. Glad we finally got you on here this season. Best of luck to you guys as you get ready for that Stillman Cup, the SBC tournament, and then postseason beyond that. So thank you again, Coach, and best of luck.
Thank you, Rocco. Thank you for all that you guys do for the sport. Much appreciated.